From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The scenic railroad through Colorado's Royal Gorge is expected to start running again tomorrow following the death of one of its conductors. 28-year-old Leslie Casey was killed Saturday evening after she fell off the train and was run over. The Royal Gorge Route Railroad says their team has decided they would like to get back to work as the investigation into what went wrong continues. Governor John Hickenlooper's memoir, The Opposite of Woe, was just released to stores last week. As Spencer Berkland reports, it chronicles his entire life beyond his more well-known business and political career.
Hickenlooper says he thought of writing a memoir for the last decade, mainly to catalog his memories and life for his son Teddy. His book highlights the turbulent times in his youth, including the death of his father when he was 8 years old. He says he wanted to be authentic and let people know who he was as a person.
It is, in a funny way, a call to action for nerds everywhere, right? And that no matter what stupid things you do in high school, college, and how many mistakes you make, if you're willing to work hard enough and try to work together with other people, you can get involved in trying to find solutions for some of the community's toughest challenges.
The book covers everything from shoplifting and his first love, along with his success in business and challenges of the governor's office. Many have questioned the timing as rumors swirl of a possible vice presidential pick. But Hickenlooper says the book was not part of a vetting process. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
This is KRCC News.